Video: controversial foul call against Caitlin Clark shocks ESPN viewers, announcers. By Warner Todd Houston on August 17, 2026. The WNBA seems to beat down Caitlin Clark any way it can. And on Sunday, a foul called against her shocked both viewers and the game's ESPN announcers for how ridiculous it was. And it was even upheld on review. With only about 10 seconds left in overtime, the refs called a shooting foul on the Atlanta Dream's Ryan Howard after Clark very lightly touched Howard's back during a three-point shot, the New York Post reported. Clark was flabbergasted by the call and motioned to Fever coach Stephanie White to make a protest, which the coach obliged. With the game on the line, referees called a foul on Caitlin Clark, and the call stood after review. The announcers didn't even think so, as Clark was livid after the unsuccessful challenge. pic.twitter.com/9guy29e3w. Jackson Thompson, at Jack Thompson Fox, August 16, 2026. Despite White's protest of the call, it was upheld on review. Clark was clearly annoyed that the call was upheld and threw her arms out in frustration. Howard went on to hit all three of her free throws, putting the Dream within two of the Fever. Clark, though, came back with a pair of her own free throws that clinched the game for Indianapolis with a 95-91 final. But even ESPN's broadcasters agreed with Clark that the foul call was absurd. They both said they didn't see a foul. "Oh, I don't see anything there," play-by-play Ryan Rucco said. "There's a little bit of contact." Analyst and Hall of Famer Rebecca Lobo agreed and added, "It's less than contact, it's a touch. And you don't call that all game long, I would be surprised if they don't overturn it here." Rucco said he also felt it'd be overturned. And yet, it wasn't. "Wow," said a shocked Rucco after the call was upheld. "I'm surprised," Lobo exclaimed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.